On Fridays, our business report focuses on your money. Today, protecting the elderly from being ripped off when they can't protect themselves. Socialite Brooke Astor has been seen in the front pages of the New York papers recently, not for the gala parties and charity events she's been queen of for decades, but for allegations against her son that he has mishandled her millions. Mrs. Astor is 104 years old. Her son, who's been removed as her guardian, denies profiting from her frailty. But yesterday in Washington, Mrs. Astor was used as an example of elder abuse at a Senate hearing. Here in California, lawmakers have just passed a series of bills that would mean sweeping changes for elder care. One regulates guardians or conservators. This follows a series in the Los Angeles Times last year, which told of extraordinary abuse and ripoffs by certain professional conservators. Jack Leonard was a reporter on that series and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How does someone outside a family get to be a conservator?
Well, conservators get their referrals from a lot of different people, from nursing homes, from elder law attorneys, sometimes police or adult protective services who are investigating allegations of children or neighbors ripping off the elderly can call in a conservator, too.
So you found in your reporting that the whole range of people who are elderly and frail ended up with conservators?
That's right. People who end up with professional conservators are often those who have no children or grandchildren to look after them, or whose relatives are out of state and so are unable to care for them, and for those who have dysfunctional families. Sometimes it's the children themselves who are preying on the elderly, and so a conservator would be needed to look after those finances and protect them.
And usually people, of course, would be looking out for their interests, but when they're not, how hard is it to fight or to challenge once a conservator is in place?
It's extremely hard. If you're under a conservatorship and you want to fight that person, your conservator, because you don't agree with what they're doing, you have to pay for your attorney to go into court and file legal paperwork. At the same time, the conservator is going into court fighting you and using your money to pay their attorney. So every time you fight, the legal bills you're paying are double. And so, of course, it becomes extremely expensive to try and fight your way out of a conservatorship.
So, finally, the legislation, in brief, will what? Tighten up the rules?
Yeah, there's two things. Currently, professional conservators are less regulated than hairdressers in California. And the legislation is attempting to change that. If you're going to be a professional conservator in California, you're going to have to get a license. And there's going to be a licensing body that will investigate complaints and discipline you if they find out that you're violating a code of ethics. The other major component of the legislation is increased court supervision. Court investigators will go out more often than ever before to visit people who are under conservatorship to make sure that they're doing fine.
And this legislation has still to be signed by the governor.
That's right. The governor has yet to make a decision, although he has said that he believes there is abuse and that reform is necessary.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Jack Leonard co-wrote a series of articles on elder abuse titled Guardians for Profit for the Los Angeles Times.